straighten your spine. And as I will take you now through a few relaxation exercises, please remember an important principle which we learned yesterday in the yoga therapy, that you want to create a space really within you. Space is created if you are doing everything, the relaxation way, in a very relaxed way, not in a strained way. Strain means contraction, and relaxation can mean opening. So please, when you are ready, close your eyes. And remain very alert as we go through the guided meditation. The first is, please become aware of the weight of your body. Breathe in and out in a relaxed way. And just become aware of the feeling of weight. Relax your legs as far as is possible in this position in which you sit. Move up to the thighs. Let go. You don't have to carry anything any longer. Move up to your hips. Let them go to your torso. The shoulders and the arms. Let everything be relaxed, let it hang down, let it move into the feeling of weight as gravity keeps you. Go to your head and relax the many muscles in your face. I heard they have 450 muscles who you move in your face to make a good impression or a bad impression, whatever. Let it relax. Now breathe into the space of your body. You have been to this yoga retreat and you now know what breathing techniques are available to you. Please do the one which works for you. Imagine there's a big space in your body. And you breathe into the space and you try to gently open the space more. The easiest is if you try to breathe in deep and imagine how your breath goes really down to where your hips are. In some traditions, this is called the ocean of breath, this place underneath the navel. You are breathing like a wave. A wave running up the shore and returning to the sea. Coming back again and moving towards the shore, steadily and effortlessly, now please turn your attention inward. Observe your breathing. Now turn with me on the journey, a journey to Vrindavan. In your inner eye, see the meadow outside. It's empty. It's green, right before the temple. Move on this meadow, this lawn. It has changed a little bit. Perhaps you find some nice new colors on the lawn. Maybe some little flowers. Perhaps you feel the grass beneath your feet. Perhaps you smell a charming fragrance from some trees in blossom. In your mind's eye, look around. Your meadow gives you everything you need. Take a look around. Look at the landscape. Now start to wander across the big meadow. Or is it more like floating? Inside of you there is some yearning that wants to go up the mountains around. You gladly follow this invitation. It's more cool in the forest. A narrow path is winding its way up the mountain. Look at the tall trees whose thick tops create such wonderful shadows. Only very little sunlight is coming through. You go on through the forest. On and on. On and on. You go higher and higher. Wisps of mist, Nebel, hangs between the trees. The mist is becoming thicker and thicker and surrounds you completely. The air that you are breathing is becoming cold and damp. You are determined, however, to move on. Full of faith, you keep on walking. And walking. And walking. In one place, the fog begins to clear. You look towards it. Rays of sunlight smile through the clouds. It won't take long before you will have a clear sight. After you come out of the fog, you are looking at a most beautiful landscape. Its silhouette appears to be golden. A glistening ribbon flows up to the horizon. What a breathtaking view! You feel drawn to go to the horizon. It's irresistible. Full of joy and with outstretched arms, you run down. Faster and faster. How soft the sand is. And the nice wind. And as you come closer, you understand. Vrindavan. You've heard so much about it. The river Yamuna. There she is, finally. You move closer. You're full of expectations looking at the river Yamuna. From one of the temples in the distance, you hear a prayer. O sacred Yamuna, you are the same river which is flowing in the spiritual world. Whoever takes a bath in you will become free, free from all sins. You bow down and sprinkle a little water on your eyes and ears. your nose and your mouth. The water of the Yamuna feels warm and mild. Softly, the waters play around your ankles. You go in. Then you immerse yourself completely. Crystal clear water. You are completely in the Yamuna. How wonderful. As you come up from the water, you see how something is drifting by. You guess. These are burdens, karmic burdens from your past. Oh God, you can let your karma go. Happily you bow your face into your water-filled hands. You leave the Yamuna. The drops of her water make your body glitter until the sun dries your skin. In fresh clothes and full of joy, you follow the path of the river. Little waves on the surface. After some time, you feel like leaving the banks of the Yamuna and find a way through the beautiful trees. There's a garden. Birds are chirping. Good flowers. But nobody around. No gardener. No proprietor. Deep in thought, you're wandering along the artfully designed paths. Suddenly, you see a sublime building. You are standing in front of a most beautiful temple. Your eyes pass along the temple. Very impressive. It's flooded with light. So magnificent. Try to find the entrance. The gates open or are open and curiously you look inside. An incredible scene. Shining flames of oil lamps. You make your way through the temple. You move towards the altar. See Krishna. How incomparable his beauty is. And Radharani is next to him. How pleasing to see their faces after such a long time. Your eyes feel refreshed. Your heart is happy. You're looking at them. All of a sudden, you see a smile. Smile starting on Radha's face, and a smile coming to Krishna's face. It's a well-wishing smile. You now should say your prayer to them. Say a prayer in your mind's tongue, your own prayer. While you are ending your prayer, you feel how Krishna is saying something to you. You clearly feel it from within. It's difficult to say from where the voice comes. Maybe you hear it in your heart. And then you hear it. Very clearly. What is really important to you? What is your deepest desire? Your true goal in life? What is really important to you? Think about the answer. It must be a good answer. While thinking upon these questions, the gates of the altar are slowly closing, and you bow down. You would like to keep in your mind what is really important to you. You even might want to write it down for later in life. Deep in thought, your hand glides down into your pocket. Oh yes, there is a pen and a little notepad. So you write down your deepest desire, what is really important for you. This should not be lost. You are leaving the temple now. It seems to be time to go back. You go through the wonderful garden. You go and pass the Yamuna. You look back one more time and leave your temple behind. Your way leads you to the mountains. There it is, the narrow path which will take you back. You follow its winding way, going higher and higher. Oh, there's still thick fog. Cool fog, but so thick. After a short time, it becomes difficult to see your hand before your own eyes. Strange, this kind of fog. But you have faith. It will finally dissolve. You keep on walking. Yes, there are these high trees. Through the branches the wind is whirling. There are fewer trees now. In the distance you see some summer meadow shining. Soon you will be there. Come closer. You are in the middle of your meadow. Everything like it was before. All inner pictures withdraw themselves now, but you will keep them in your memory. You know that you can be at the Yamuna whenever you want to be. You can be at Govardhan whenever you want to be. And whenever you can visit your own temple. Anytime. Please take a deep breath now. Feel your body. Maybe you want to move your toes, your legs, your arms, turn your head. Take a deep breath. Raise your arms. If you want, turn left, right. Open the arms carefully. Yes, and do not forget your little note on the note block. You will need it.